Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The haunting cries of migrating geese are a sure sign that autumn has arrived in North Louisiana. Snow geese are the most common species that pass through our area, and many winter in the rice fields of Morehouse and Richland parishes. Born in the high Canadian Arctic, they fly thousands of miles during the mystical and poorly understood ritual of migration. Their music, which stirs human souls more than any other bird song, is not without interruption on the southbound flight. Hunting seasons are geared to maintain populations at levels which are compatible with available habitat on the breeding grounds. Otherwise, they would literally eat their summer homes to a barren desert. Recovery in the fragile Arctic takes years. Historically, geese migrated through the mid-continent, stopping to rest and feed in the boundless prairies before arriving at their wintering grounds on the vast coastal marshes. Today, the prairie lands are oceans of cornfields, and the unwelcome geese are often forced to stop over on small state or federal refuges where they are unnaturally and dangerously concentrated. Tens of thousands have succumbed to diseases such as avian cholera in recent years. Wildlife managers strive to understand the complex interactions of human-induced changes and avert such disasters, but even after 70 years of research, there is much to be learned. As geese continue southward, the hazards of severe weather are a constant threat. Lightning and hail takes its toll, and I once investigated an incident in which several hundred geese were killed in the powerful updraft of a thunderstorm. Their circulatory systems could not adjust as they were rapidly sucked upwards in the towering storm, and their lifeless carcasses rained down in pastures, roads, and yards. Ironically, agriculture has been a boon to geese in our area as rice fields replace the vanishing coastal marshes. More geese now winter in North Louisiana than at any time in recorded history. This remarkable ability to adapt to a changing ecosystem is not shared by all species. Make a special effort to listen for them this fall. The quintessential wildness in their falsetto voices should ever remind us of the frailty and miracle of life.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
I'm Jared Ritchie. I hope that you'll stay with us here.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.